It is HPR, All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We're very excited because today we have a follow-up here. We're down at the Blue Note where Stanley Jordan is doing a couple of nights. Tonight's the last night, 6:30 and 9 tonight. Show is something that features some local folks, and we're really thrilled because the last time he was in town, he came and did the Atherton Performing Arts Studio with us, and it was in 2016, and now we're following it up down at the Blue Note, and thank you so much, Stanley.
Glad to be with you again, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and great to see you. How's things been in the 2.5 years since we last saw each other?
Really great. You know, I've been doing a lot of international traveling. Just got back from Hungary. It was my third time playing in Hungary. And we played in this beautiful hall in honor of Béla Bartók, who's composed my favorite composition ever, Concerto for Orchestra. It was great to go there again. So, you know, I'll have a few years where I'll be going to one place a lot. Okay. So a few years back, it was Russia. Like for 5 or 6 years, I was going sometimes twice a year to Russia. And I just really enjoy the international tours. You know, I feel like it's a great blessing and opportunity to be able to travel around so much. It's a kind of a fringe benefit of what I do.
It's a huge fringe benefit. That's a great way of putting it, actually, because the music's such a universal phenomenon. It's such an international thing, and it can connect with people in so many ways. Talking about connecting with people, in Hawaii, the two cats who you're playing with, very well known to local folks. Tell people about having Bruce and Noel on the gig and the connection you're making.
Well, you know, the very first time, I guess it wasn't the first time I ever performed in Hawaii, but the first time that I played here in a while, I wanted to do something a little different, and I asked around for recommendations of musicians, and I spent some time on it, and a lot of people recommended these two guys, Bruce Hamada and Noel Okamoto. So they came very highly recommended, and I felt very good about having them in the trio. They're really fine musicians, they're great guys. It's part of connecting with the place, to play with musicians who know the area and people know them here. It makes me feel more connected to the community here.
Bruce is just a monster, and Noel with a double bass, I mean, it was just crazy.
You know, like Bruce, he plays the upright and he plays the electric. And some of the things that we do, like Stairway to Heaven, for example, which is a song that people think of in the rock genre, but I like how it sounds more with the upright bass. It just gives it such a bigger, more powerful sound, you know. So the fact that Bruce has got that kind of versatility, and Noel, he's such a master of taste. He always knows just what to do. You know, the role of the drummer is so important in terms of, you know, building, and then changing, transitioning to different sections. When he goes to the ride cymbal, then we're cruising along. You know, he just really knows how to complement the song.
Oh, he's a monster. And you know what's crazy about you is anyone who watches you play, there's so many things. There's a couple crazy things. One crazy thing is watching Stanley sit behind the piano, playing the guitar and the piano. Now, he did that in the Atherton, and that didn't make it any less crazy having it right in the studio. But to watch it tonight was something else. And then the other flip side of that is when you watch your picking. You use a pick, I guess, sometimes, but a lot of the time it's just all this crazy stuff on your hands. So I think of your age, and I don't know if we talked about this before, but Eddie Van Halen. When did you discover his playing, and what did you think of it as the innovator you were? Because he was doing something kind of different, too.
I guess I first heard about Eddie when I was a freshman in college. And I really appreciated what he was doing. Definitely the same technique, a different approach, you know, not the independent hands approach like I was doing, but by combining the two hands working together with a technique that I call helping hands, because the hands help each other to play the same part, you know. He was doing ridiculous arpeggios and stuff, and his taste and his sense, his musicality just really blew me away. So, you know, there were a few people going in different directions, because you also had the Chapman stick. Emmett Chapman invented the stick, and the approach that Emmett took was very similar to what I was doing. He actually did it before I did. So that represents another offshoot. Then we also have the acoustic tapping, and I would say that Michael Hedges was probably the source of that river, you know, and you have a lot of people influenced by Michael.
Wow, what a couple of cats. And you mentioned it in your interview so far, and it was one of my, it was actually next question on there. So I wore my Led Zeppelin shirt from the 2007 reunion just because you had covered Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Now, that's a song that it's kind of a, people would say that's a dangerous one. That's a gutsy one to cover. Have you ever met Jimmy Page?
No, I haven't met Jimmy
Page. Eddie Van Halen?
Yes, we met.
What was that like?
Yeah, that was fun. We met at a thing with Les Paul. There's a film out called Les Paul. He changed the music, and there were a lot of guitar players invited to play on that. So Eddie was there, and I did this song, my song, Flying Home. I performed a solo version of that. You know, I'm really self-critical, but I thought that was one of my best performances ever of that song. And afterwards, Van Halen came up to me and he said, wow, I just, I'm speechless. I just had no idea you were that good. And that was nice. I appreciated that because he had said something in a magazine about how I had kind of gotten away from the spirit of the music or something like that. And I don't know, it was based on not really having heard what I actually really do, you know? And of course I knew about him. I was a big fan, you know?
That's really cool though, that you've even gotten to interact. Final question. You've been so generous again at Stanley Jordan, and he's tonight 6:30 and 9 at the Blue Note. You've covered a lot of other people's stuff. Is there a person that you would like to collaborate with when you think of some of the great musicians that maybe you've never gotten to meet or that have inspired you that we still have that are still here in their physical vessel?
Yeah, there are a lot of people I would love to work with if I had the opportunity. Stevie Wonder would be one. Cecil Taylor would be another one. Lorena McKinnitt would be another one. Vicente Amigo, Carlos Santana. So that's just a quick list.
That's a great list.
I would also add to that list Ariana Grande. She is so talented, just ridiculously talented. And she's one of these artists who I think as she grows can embrace so many different dimensions of music. And you've seen things like Christina Aguilera collaborating with Herbie Hancock, you know. So a lot of things like that where people who maybe started out more in the popular music vein, then as they grow, they start to embrace different styles. I would love to see her get into some jazz, and I'd love to encourage that. And maybe we could do something together.
You've got a great list of cats there. That's really cool. You ever met Stevie Wonder?
Yes, we've met.
Is he a fan of your...
I think so. I mean, actually, you know, we met when I was still a street musician. Because there was a guy, Edwin Birdsong, a vocalist, he saw me playing out on the street. And he actually brought me backstage because Stevie was setting up to perform somewhere in New York. I forget what venue. So he brought me backstage and I played for Stevie. This was before my record deals, before like everything.
That must have been a thrill, huh? And to have him...
Mind-blowing, yeah.
To get that feedback from him. It's Stanley Jordan, and he's tonight at the Blue Note, 6:30 and 9, and our guest here on All Things Considered. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you had fun doing this. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed speaking with you, Dave. Aloha, my friends. It's Stanley Jordan with you again on All Things Considered. This is Hawaii Public Radio. And you might remember when I've been on the show with my friend Dave Lawrence. Aloha, Dave.